All right, good afternoon, everybody. Let's go ahead and we're going to get started. So let's just really quickly go around and get the room and introduce ourselves. I'll start here. I'm Tammy Brzozowski. I'm the manager of the Wellness Center and a parent to a seventh grader and a third grader. Crystal, you want to go ahead? As you have food in your mouth.
Crystal Galindo, family engagement coordinator, and I'm a parent to a sophomore, fourth grader, and I have a set of twins that are in first grade.
Monica Gavora, McKinney Vento, foster care liaison, and I have a third grader.
Nora Garcia, student services, and my children are grown.
Kim Blainer, administrator.
Jennifer Jansen, I work at the hospital, and I have a senior and a freshman.
Samantha Sutton, I have a seventh grader.
And the bathroom for counselor for Hunt, and it's pajama day at Hunt's.
I'm Crystal Rice. I'm the coach at Hunt Elementary and the parent of a third grader and fifth grader.
You get to wear pajamas almost every day, right? That's how I am.
I know,
I'm like,
I
wear comfy clothes.
I can wear comfy clothes, but I get to dress more comfortable.
Right, exactly. Day, so. Yes.
Mary Beth Wagner, high school counselor.
Tamara Kiner, I work up at the hospital marketing director, and I'm a parent of a sophomore and fifth grade.
And I'm Denise Gable, family and community health agent for DeWitt County, and I have a first grade grandchild.
Oh, yeah.
Sandra Hernandez, I'm the food service director here for us.
Jamie Dyer, the junior high principal.
Ruby Rodriguez, director of special programs. I have a senior and a seventh grader.
Jessica Hernandez, human resources secretary to superintendent and a parent to a third grader, fifth grader, and an eighth grader.
Wanda Hayes, district nurse.
All right. Should we wait for Ms. Cerny to come in? And I think y'all know Principal Cerny there. We were just announcing everybody, but I think they all know you. You're good. All right, so we'll move right along. I know we sent out the minutes from the last meeting. So if everybody was okay with those minutes, I have somebody that can put in a motion to approve those minutes. Nora?
And I will second.
And Ms. Rodriguez. All right. And let's move along then. I don't have any updates. Ms. Gable, do you have anything over there? No, we can talk about later on, yeah. So we'll just move right. Do we have Kathy? No, Lacey and Kathy aren't here, huh?
I have their information.
You do? Okay, okay. So Ruby's going to go over there.
So this is for information the month of January. I'll start with high school. High school had zero behavioral threat assessments and one suicide risk. Priority was moderate. There are 43 students receiving services from the LP, licensed professional counselor, and one referred to outside counseling and one to TCHAT. TCHAT is the mental health services, is the telehealth mental health services. At junior high, there was one behavioral threat assessment. It was minimal. There was one suicide risk assessment, priority was low. 42 students receiving services from the licensed professional counselor, one referred for outside counseling. At Hunt Elementary, zero behavioral threat assessments, one suicide risk assessment, priority low, one student receiving services from the licensed professional counselor, 25 receiving services from the licensed social worker, two referred for outside counseling, and at John C. French, zero behavioral threat and zero suicide risk, and 12 students are receiving services from the licensed social worker, and two have been referred for outside counseling.
Wanda, did you have something?
No, I'm going to show this
okay.
to Ruby.
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you, Ruby, for reporting that. We'll move right along to Sandra.
Do this one?
You can, yeah, you can do it. Yeah, you can go ahead and talk about.
So I don't know what's wrong with the district report card that was up there.
Does everybody have a copy?
So this was for our wellness policy in the district. We kind of run the wellness under the SHAC committee, and basically, this is just a tool that is recommended to use before. It was just a little bit different, more detailed. The questions were easier for me to fill out. We are supposed to do this as a group. When would we have time? Because if I show y'all what had to be filled out, y'all would say, what? But we did have the district, each campus. So they had to go through like all these assessments, basically. And I just had everyone fill theirs out. And then I kind of combined our secondary with our elementary. And that's the way I went in and scored. If you look at the last week, you will see the total score. And again, just remember this is the first time using the tool, so it was a little difficult to understand. For instance, if junior high, or let's say John C. French scored a 1 under one question, and the other school scored a 2, I had to go with the 1. That's just the way it asked us to do it. And I'm thinking that to say that one school might be doing it, but the other's not, and you have to go with the 1. So some of the questions were not to that campus, and they just kind of like did an NA. So it was just kind of hard for me to say, I went and did the best I could. I have all my documentation. If it comes back and they question, well, why did you answer this way? Well, this is what I have, and hopefully that's going to be okay. This is for child nutrition. When I have my AR review, which I call it an audit, but it's now a review, they will go over that and make sure everything's documented. If you see the score, you might be concerned with that 67. Don't be too concerned. Again, it's only because you might be doing two different things at two different tests. So once we kind of compile it, Wanda and I have not had time to go over everything. That's when we can start looking at maybe health needs to kind of get on board together, or what exactly our curriculum saying. Maybe we're just missing something, and then be like, oh, we do actually do that. Sorry, we thought this was this. We have not been able to do that.
And who is this coming from or going to? Who is this, like, where did this come from, this survey?
So the tool is a WellSat tool. I think it was some universities got together and kind of created the tool only because certain states require that we put an assessment on our wellness program. Before, TDA kind of just went with a different tool. That tool's gone. They're like, sorry, don't use this tool no more. Use this tool now. And this was the recommendation that TDA said. This is the one it's best to use. So that's what we went by. We do have to post this on the website. We do have to have it available for any parent or anyone that wants to question how our district overall with the wellness is doing. So it has been posted, correct, Wanda? Because it's not under us. It's posted under Health Services, I believe?
Yes.
So it is on there. If y'all want me to give y'all copies of all the response, I believe we gave the health
Teacher, PE
health
teacher,
PE.
Principal
had some questions. I believe that was it. Wanda and I did the district one.
At the high school, we had a the program of study for health science.
She also filled that out. So there was input from every district on this.
And has this been done in the past, or was this every year?
It was,
year,
but it was
or
not with WellSat.
Right.
It was
okay.
Not the WellSat tool.
Every 3 years.
Okay.
And we were just posting it. I believe we did bring that assessment to the, it was like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Right. So we were just running, like this was our year, and we just did not get it complete. So.
Culinary arts was also a part of ours.
Yes, she did answer some questions as well. So we did get input from a lot of different areas. And then we can kind of look back and see if we are missing anything with our goals, with the district goals, and then move forward from there. So if y'all do have any questions, and let me know.
Y'all have any questions for Sandra? No? All right.
Is there something we can do to help you and the And it sounds like it came from everybody, so.
It did. I think it would be a little bit difficult if we did it as a group. We could do it as a group the next time, but it's so massive.
Just recommendations.
Exactly. So my thought was, this is what was brought to us. Once we start working on goals, I can bring this back up and say, look, I did notice this. What do y'all think we can recommend to the campuses moving forward? Or if, wait, you know, Ms. Fleener knows a lot about the curriculum, and she might say, Santa, wait a minute, that is part of it. Maybe they misunderstood the question, and then we can kind of say, oh, okay, let's go to the next one. So it's just a tool to help us from goals.
I do think in looking at all the levels that employee wellness, according to the people that completed the survey, it was like it didn't exist. Which I need administrators' help because I've tasked the nurses with. We are supposed to have wellness committees on each campus, just like we have all of our other committees. They're supposed to meet monthly, and they're supposed to do activities. And apparently, that's still not happening. So that is something, and I do think we all know life is so stressful. We really need to be thinking and beefing up things that we can do for employee wellness. And Jessica, you want to talk a little bit about the wellness incentive with that group?
I don't know a lot of that. That was
okay.
Jessa.
Okay.
That was Jessa with Kevin Cruz with that new program that we started up for employees.
The intensive one.
I'm really not.
We do have it through Attentive. Is that the? Mm-hmm. It's a wellness program for employees that offers different things and has a lot of resources for health and nutrition and whatnot. We do, for those employees wanting it, they do, what, $5 a month on their
gym
memberships.
And the ISD pays us, yeah. $5.
And I know we are all so extremely busy. I know that. I mean, but
one of the things we used to do when I was principal at John C. French is we all participated at our campus in the cancer walk and different things, and that really brought our campus together.
Yes.
We would design a t-shirt. We would, you know, walk some beforehand together. We'd make our luminary bags for our loved ones and do the big walk together, and that kind of promoted walking together then, like finding a partner to walk with at other times too. I don't know. Is there a date? Are we doing that? Is there a date?
No, myself and Pat Villa have come together because Pat Villa was in charge of the Relay for Life. And she stepped down for a little while. I got back together with her about 3 years ago, and we put out on our Facebook, on the Quarrel Record, please notify us if the district or the county is still interested in doing that. We did not get one single person contact us. We have our own Google email. I still post stuff every so often on our Facebook Relay for Life for DeWitt County, and
stop doing that? Was that years ago?
It's been years ago.
Before COVID. Walk across America, or am I got that right? Walk across Texas, or?
Walk across Texas. We have, I've talked to y'all several times about the Healthy Texas recognized schools, and like at Hunt, Ms. Brooks is already doing the gardening, but there's adult programs, which is Walk Across Texas, and then the other youth programs with the gardening and balancing food and play. But for adults and for the teachers, there's something that I'm fixing to implement in Yorktown, because they're doing the Healthy Texas Recognized School program, is Stress Less with Mindfulness, and it's like six different sessions, 45 minutes to an hour. So Laura and I haven't sat down to figure out the times that we're going to do that yet, but we'll do that before the year end, and just kind of checks off that box for an adult program beside Walk Across Texas. We did their kickoff for Walk Across Texas last Wednesday. The whole school, their elementary from pre-K 3 to 5th grade, are participating in that. Then I'll be going back over and doing 3rd, 4th, and 5th PE classes with balancing food and play with them, and then the teachers are going to Walk Across Texas and the other. But that's what I can offer. There's several different programs with that.
Well, I know it was like Ms. Fleener said, when I was nurse at French, we had there was a nutrition rep, there was a grade level rep, there was a nurse, and then the principal, and we did like, we did something monthly, whatever that month was, let's say October, because that's what I remember the most. We did stuff for breast cancer awareness. We, back then, we were given a little bit of wellness money, so we would give a mammogram. I mean, I don't think there's money allotted to wellness anymore, but there are a lot of, it just brings the group together, like Ms. Fleener said. We made pink cupcakes and gave
like
the staff pink ribbons. And
one,
yeah, I mean, it, just very simple stuff. Yeah.
The Coke machine and doing all the water and something like that.
So
that's something we can add to the goals of Shaq.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a
have
new
done
water cooler I saw at a
the
recent
what they want?
No, the Midwinter Conference. Dr. Dyer and I think both talked to them at different times going
maybe
through the booths. And we can bring those in for free for a month to try them out. I don't know, at the high school we have very limited space for those big 5-gallon water bottles. I feel like I'm tripping over them trying to get to this little printer when I have to make, and just getting around in there because it's so small. This particular cooler is a little bit bigger than the one in the back here that you flip the 5-gallon over onto, but it does not require water bottles. It hooks into our main water line. So this is our own water,
awesome.
And the filter is good for 12,000
awesome.
Gallons.
Mm,
wow.
That's awesome.
And so there'd be no hauling back and forth, and the pricing really wasn't any different. I went back and looked
that's
up
awesome.
What we're paying the companies to bring it out. The only additional cost would be that filter every so many gallons. So it's like a monthly fee. You're basically leasing it like we do. We lease
that's
the
awesome.
Other parts, too. Mm-hmm. So there's a cost in that. But I don't know, maybe something new if we wanted to start that where... you know,
just an easier. How at the new schools they installed water, right? With the bill.
Yes, and
how's
the filter?
Going? Are they working? Are they?
They have the bottle fillers. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
The kids primarily use those, right? They're by the water fountains.
But I mean, it's not. I don't think we're paying any additional.
No. This actually has might promote for adults because in place of these for the adults, I meant. Because it also, the filter like filters microplastics, everything. It's a very thorough filter, like better than, you know, even like Ozarka or whoever brings our water, whatever the company's called now. So maybe we could, you know, we do have a few who come up consistently for water and the coaches that drink even a gallon, like, you know, to try to stay hydrated all day and fill it up. But 12,000 gallons goes a really long way.
Yeah.
And they're really pretty and nice, and I feel like people would want to come up and use that, and we don't have to worry about somebody, you know, hurting their back. Many times I've had, I can't pick this up, and
right.
I can't get it on the machine, and I really want some water. It might be worth looking into to switch out our faculty water to those, or at least try one for free.
And Tammy had a good idea. She said to survey the staff.
The water tasted
I'd have to look back at it, but it had a very long list, and it's supposed to be the most thorough filter there is out there. It's brand new type of technology. And they gave us samples like you can fill up water and taste
it.
You're reminding me of like the high pH waters. As a matter of fact, I think it's a pH water up to 9.5 or something like that. So it has all of that. Like there's
three
more expensive water bottle.
It
they don't sell in 12 packs
taste.
If you have to buy like as a liter to drink. And so I don't know if that would promote water wellness.
I have a suggestion. Water was different. It was good. I would like to trade out all of my water fountains with those machines.
Yeah,
I know I probably can't, but I think the kids would drink that water. You know, it was just different.
It,
it just tastes different. It's different. It's very clean tasting. Really good.
I'd like to recommend that the Shack Committee consider lining out a calendar year. Once a month, we have a health focus. And then each campus committee can then determine what's going to work best on their campus with their needs, their age level, their staff, etc. It's kind of an overarching for each month, and then we can kind of take it and roll with it.
I think that sounds good.
We all have committees. Now, I'm going to be honest, we have not met once a month. Nurse Hayes, we have not. But this would encourage us, okay, this month is...
Well, I'm not trying to...
No.
To make people defensive, I'm just...
No, I'm not trying to be defensive, I'm just being honest, you know, we have...
No, I think we were real good about it at every campus.
but I think things just get so busy and we roll over and it's like, who's going to take this over? Well, I have too much on my plate. But if we can assist in any way, maybe that's easier for the committees to be able to say, here it is for us, let's push it out.
But yes. Like when Ms. Cerny was on campus teaching, we did have that outline. I mean, that was part of the wellness plan. Like in February, we did.
Right, the heart.
Right, in March.
Yes,
it was a year in advance. And so then your wellness group knew what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
So you're suggesting that we do this as a group, we line out the next year, and then you guys would be responsible for following it. Got it. Okay. We can, yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
We can do that in April in our last meeting and just kind of set out for the next year. Could do that, yeah.
And I don't know who would be available, you know, at every campus, but I know in Victoria, I ran an after school workout club for my staff. And, you know, we started out one day a week. And it was just, if you can come, come, you know, and if you can't, that's fine. And it really got on massive. Gosh, the point we were doing 2 days a week, too. You know, we would just do it after school in the gym. And I don't know.
I know we've done that before, too.
To take on something like that, but.
We had a teacher volunteer, I know, when I was high school principal the last time for 3 years, one of our teachers had like an after-school aerobics workout just in her classroom once a week. And so the other teachers who wanted to participate would kind of rotate their people.
Yeah.
We generally just did.
But then she's not with the district anymore, so that kind of
support right.
And went by the wayside.
We generally just did 30-minute workouts, you know, I mean, if contract comes over at 4, like it would just be 4 to 4:30. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't long. And
that sounds good.
I would be willing to start it at 1 if you wanted to.
Okay, what else? I think Tammy had a good idea. She said send out a survey to the teachers. I mean, to the,
just see what they want, yeah.
What they're interested in. Is there any other questions or concerns, anything that we want to get more information about and bring to the group?
I mean, I can get some more information from our Blue Cross Blue Shield rep, wellness rep.
Okay.
He's supposed to come in next week, and I can get some ideas from him.
Yeah, they were probably they might
know. Some of the teachers, at least at the high school, which most of them are pretty computer savvy, have had some trouble with this. Like, if we could get a step-by-step or, ways to log on to certain things that they were interested in, and I have not had time to go through and play with the site. I just, time hasn't allowed for that this year, and if they could possibly give us some step-by-step instructions, I think more teachers might access it. Because it's kind of complicated. I did look at it, like, originally get in when they told us about it and came for us to sign on, but.
Are you talking about the tooling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said I was overweight.
Real big and red, right?
Real big, obese. The alarm's starting going off.
But real it's big. Telling you, you know,
yes.
What it goes off of your height, your weight, how it specifically asks.
It really puts you in your feelings.
Is this the
Are
Blue Cross?
You active? No.
The new one?
The attentive? Oh, the attentive.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It specifically tells you how many times are you sitting for a time to meet it. Detail, then it's like, no, lady, you better get busy.
Well, the Blue Cross Blue Shield one, there is an app for through our Coral ISD where it gives you incentives. It'll connect to your watch, and if you walk so much a month or something, you get points for like.
Or is it available to all staff?
I have to ask him. I think it's just who
has it. I think you have to accept it.
It gives you points like for that Apple Store or, you know, just different kind of small little discounts.
Type of thing. For that, or somebody on campus knew and you had a contact for that, it would help to get more information.
I do know. I've been spending a lot of time at high school because I'm involved in a nurse's aide class. And so I've been asking a lot of input from kids, and the kids say that PE at high school is
we really need to, like, they sit in the stands on their phones.
Well, they walk the perimeter of the gym, and they do stretching activities daily. They definitely do.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I walk through quite a bit
that's
to
good.
Cross over to here through.
Oh, that's good.
Through the new gym, the Roost, and so.
Okay, well
he
then
definitely
there.
Definitely has them walking the perimeter, and I really like that they do stretch before they do anything, and they try to follow seasonally, but it is sometimes an issue because we have the basketball goals down. They kind of have to do basketball, you know.
Oh, that's good.
One thing I noticed is we. I don't know, I never really, I guess I noticed it before, but the PE is boys and girls together. And back in the day, at times, even when I've been in Cuero, we had it separated. I don't know if that's something we need to look at again going forward, because you can't really have, you have one teacher assigned, you have to monitor those dressing rooms and everything, and it's a 45-minute class, so if you're dressing out and only having one person,
right.
It's really hard right. to do extensive exercise in your school clothes, so maybe that needs to be addressed too. And if possible, we split that off into girls and boys PE so that we can do more during the period. The kids can dress out again like we used to. I know we had to in the 90s.
I'm remembering the gym clothes that we had to put on.
Yeah.
That was a nightmare.
I do know they try to follow the. And I'm not saying it's perfect by any means. You know, I'm sure they sit in the bleachers. But they try to follow whatever sport's going on. So if the volleyball nets are up, they're kind of forced into volleyball, you know. And basketball goals are down. You know, you can only use so much of the gym other than that. But I know. Our PE coach does have them doing the walk. They do a lot of walking, so at least they're moving and doing teaching them stretching, like for lifelong skills and stuff like that. But it's not
that's
perfect,
good.
And we
yeah.
definitely have room for
improvement. Okay, well, let's move on. Miss Nora, you have a.
Monica.
Okay, Monica. All right, take over, Monica.
So our numbers, we have 35. Total students on it, 22 that are doubled up, 9 that are in the RG Park, 4 that are in a motel that we know of. The food bank, we service 24 kids at John C. French, 28 at Hunt, and those are the food bank bags that come from the Golden Crescent. And then we got St. Michael's and First Presbyterian Church to donate snacks for our junior high and high school kids. And we do 12 for junior high and 13 for high school.
A lot of the kids don't want to get the bags anymore when they get to secondary, even though we've had one-on-one private conversations about it. We still have a dozen or so that at each campus that need them, and so we're blessed to have donors from local churches.
And they're really good snacks, I think. Like they're really trying
good.
To get what the kids like. So for student services for January, we serviced 57 families, 32 with clothes, 8 with school supplies, 9 with backpacks. 1 with a haircut, 3 hygiene packets, 4 for transportation, and then 3 needed extra assistance with food. So that's what we, on top of other things, but those were our main things.
And I don't know if we shared, because the meeting was, we hadn't closed out our year last year at the last check meeting, and I don't know if we talked about it earlier because I missed one of the meetings, but we had a huge grant last year for our McKinney-Vento students, and Nora and I purchased, I don't know how many, crock pots, hot plates, bedding, blow up mattresses with sheets, blankets, all of it for every one of our McKinney-Vento families last year. And a lot of them are back on the list, so a good number of what we mentioned received quite a bit of assistance. So even when they're in the hotel, they can cook something and, you know, whatever they needed. Can openers, we had to stick to specifics on a list that were approved, but it was quite a bit of stuff to, you know, hopefully make the household, what they're making a household into a place where, you know, they can't afford to go to McDonald's, and we don't want to make McDonald's every day, so that they could at least cook and do things.
That's good. All right, Miss Crystal. I have an update for.
Yes, ma'am. Just share the family engagement.
Family.
So December, I did help a lot with Miss Luna. She's over the life skills. She did a Christmas bazaar. All of the students made crafts, and then they had that available for purchase. We also held a paint night at Hunt Elementary. January, I did a, we had a watch party for our ESL families. It's put on by TEA, right? Mm-hmm. And we had a, we didn't have as many participants as the first one that we did. Just trying to get to see the times that are more convenient for them. And then I also held a movie night, craft night. This month, I actually did a paint night yesterday, and we had pretty good turnout at Magical Monday. And then at the end of the month, I'm going to hold a family bingo night at Intermediate. Mm-hmm. So it seems they are talking at the last movie night with the families. They do like those Friday evenings because most of the time, some families, they are off on the weekend so they can bring their kids, have those activities because they are free for the family and we have snacks for them. So they really enjoy that stuff.
Awesome. Thank you.
And at every family engagement event, there are free literacy resources, there's free books, there's flyers, there's calendars, there's newsletters. So there's an abundance of information shared with them. And I walked in on Friday night and I was amazed at the number of participants that were
attendance.
It was nice.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Ruby, your turn.
Just wanted to update everybody on our crisis alert badge. I can't remember. So we met last in November? We would have met November?
Yes, November.
Dr. Dyer approved for the district to move forward with a Centegix crisis alert badge. So the badge is going to look very similar to the size of this, except on the back is a button. You press the button 3 times, and that signals that you need help. So the people that are on that notification list will be notified that you need help. You press it 7 times or more, it signals that there is an active threat. Campus needs to go on a lockdown. And then these notifications will be going to administrators, to nurses, first responders, our school resource officers, and people are going to be on site. It's also going to provide an exact GPS coordinate location. So if somebody's on the playground at Hunt Elementary and a teacher sees a student who might be injured with a broken arm, they can press that button 3 times. School resource officer will be there, the nurse will be there, the administrators will be there, and first responders will be on the way with the call quickly, you know, after that if needed. But it's a huge process. There are going to be strobes installed, probably about the size of that square right there. I think that's Wi-Fi. There's going to be strobes installed throughout the district, and it's going to help provide those GPS locations. It's going to cover our parking lots, playgrounds, nearby streets where, of course, staff may be parking. And we're hoping to have that fully implemented and ready to go by the start of the school year. The date for testing is the second week in March. So we're hoping to go through all the testing and make sure everybody receives the notifications. It's not just going to be testing with school people, it's going to be all of our law enforcement and first responders in the area. Anyone that
this
would respond.
March. This March?
Oh, wow.
For the next
month.
Year.
That's coming up.
Yes.
Wow, that's
yes.
Good.
Yeah. So this is the same silent panic alert technology that they had at the Georgia school where the school shooting took place, and it was very successful in limiting the number of victims.
That's great.
Thank y'all. Any questions?
What's the name of the system?
Centegix. So it's Centigix, and the company that is contracting with us is called Five Stone.
And part of that replaces our Raptor system too, which is
correct.
To check in, and with the new technology, it'll take a picture of the person, so it won't be the old driver's license picture. It'll be a current photo as well.
Darktown has that. Mm-hmm. I noticed, and every time you go, it take your picture again, and so then that's the picture. Which I thought, you know, that's pretty smart because I can give you my license, mm-hmm. and I might change myself up, and I can come any other time.
Yeah,
looking like
give
whatever,
us that up to date.
But that's what I
time.
Look like today.
That's yep. cool.
You know, so that's pretty neat system.
Yeah.
And to highlight even on that with what you said with the new picture, we have new technology installed with licensing in our camp. And I think there's 8 cameras. Is that right, Kim? 8 cameras throughout the district. that have facial recognition. And if there is a person that should not be on campus, it's going to notify the administrator and the SROs right away.
That's with that same system?
This is through another system.
Through the camera system that we, eight of the cameras of the existing that we have. But because we're going to have that current picture now,
yes,
we can upload that current picture to the system. If someone's been coming on campus that shouldn't or lurking in our parking lots, we've asked to leave and it'll notify administration that they're back in there quicker with that current picture. So we're going to put all that together.
Cool, cool. Thank you. All right, Tamara, you want to talk about all the stuff coming up? And if Denise, if you want to talk to a little bit about like tonight and stuff. Yeah.
Sure. Well, it's Heart Month this month, of course, and so we've been really busy up at the hospital. We put together a Heart Walk team for the Crossroads Walk in Victoria, and we had 55 participants and raised almost $1,500 in those efforts. And we're offering several special things to the community this month to promote heart health. Every Friday this month, we're doing lipid panel screenings with blood pressure checks for $10. We're doing that every Friday from 8:30 to 10:30. And then today we have an event that I'm going to let Denise talk about at the Fair Ives Center. And then we also have a screening package that's a more inclusive package for calcium scoring. We have special prices on that as well. So I left those kind of flyers out there. That's what we're doing this month. But I really like Bridget's idea of coming up with a monthly, we don't get to meet with Shaq enough. Like we kind of forget what we did the last time, and there's so much that happens between meetings in my world that I would love to help coordinate or provide education or talking points or anything on a monthly topic for Shaq, so it really feels like it's beneficial to the employees and students here. So I'm happy to help with that. That's how I kind of manage the marketing tactics at the hospital as well, as monthly. And so anyway, that's what we have going on. I know, and I'll just kind of say this as a side note, but just speaking on behalf of the hospital, I know that there's a lot of frustration in the community regarding our providers leaving and lack of availability for appointments. And please know that we are recruiting to the best of our ability. We've got three new family practice providers that we're interviewing in March. Two of them look really solid for staying. We've got a new one that is signed on. She bought a home here in Cuero and she starts September of this year. We've got a new PA at Parkside, and we also have telemedicine at Parkside to where it's not just a televisit, you have the interaction of the nurse as well. So we've got a lot of things that are kind of trying to help us limp along until we're fully staffed again. But just know that we are really doing our best to provide services at all of our clinics. So,
has the hospital ever thought about, besides emergency room, like those 24-hour type clinics? That's kind of easier on insurance?
Yes, we have. And we run into the same problems that we run into with our primary health clinics, our RHCs, availability and staffing. So it would be great if we could open a, you know, walk-in clinic like that or an urgent care clinic.
There you go, urgent care.
But
they used to have one. They tried.
It's still going to be.
They didn't, and there was nobody coming.
Yeah. Yeah. They tried that a couple years ago.
Yeah. Somebody showed up.
I remember we used to have.
Yeah.
We used
it was extended hours or whatever.
Yeah, after hours when they worked there. I remember.
And then we would have Saturday clinic. And that was a hit and miss, too. Some days you'd be packed with 30 people, and then some days you'd have two.
Yeah.
I think right now our community is so used to seeing their one provider that they've always had for such a long time. We're so blessed to have that. There's not many communities or hospital systems that get to keep providers like we do.
So I think we just need to continue to encourage and educate our families to see the next available provider. Because if we can encourage and educate our families to do that, it would open up the schedule more. Because there is availability there, it's just patients aren't taking that opportunity to, I'll see Jennifer today since Samantha's schedule's booked. So that's what I'm trying to do, and all the organizations that I work with, is just encourage everyone that all of our providers are credentialed and provide great care. And if you're sick and you need to be seen today, a little flexibility is going to go a real long way as we, you know, get ramped back up to being fully staffed.
And we have some excellent mid-levels, like your NP and EA. We have some excellent that level people that are available.
How does that work with those who have a PPO?
Yeah, because we have HMOs, yeah, so that's the hard
or
part.
Or HMO, sorry.
I think y'all staff, y'all have to see a provider in that location,
they
right?
Always tell us we have to see that provider.
Or on the card.
We can't see nobody else but that.
Yeah. But I think it goes by, because I think that happened to us one time. I think it umbrellas like Parkside. We use Parkside.
Right.
So no, they will tell us no.
No, Parkside tells us no. Like, I have Dr.
But then they
Harvey.
They bill that way, don't they?
Like, I have Dr. Harvey, so I can only see Dr. Harvey, and now I think they'll let me see Melinda. But that's it. Like, I can't go to, what is Walthall? Like, I can't see him or who else is there.
That's
so
weird.
When Dr. Dyer and I looked at this maybe a year ago or so, it was by location. So it didn't matter, because our doctors are all credentialed the same.
That's what we got too.
But so then they're telling y'all that when they call.
Parkside is the one telling us they can't put us with anyone.
They can come and go. Let me follow up on that.
Okay.
Because it's my understanding that it's for y'all's insurance with the school district, it's by location.
Okay.
And so we can send any of our providers into that location because they're all with insurance. But for y'all as the patient, you had to be seen at that location.
Now, it might be the different insurance, because there's different.
This is HMO.
No, they just told me it's because I had HMO now.
There's three different types of insurance you can sign up. And the older one can't use that one. Like, new people can't sign up, and that's the best one.
Two is gone.
Yeah, but the deductible's so high. I mean, you pay. I have that one. And it's...
So which one do y'all have?
Do we have an HMO?
I have the old one, but
the
deductible is so high.
I pay a copay now when
I
go.
I pay a copay.
Like,
with ours?
I used to have the active care where I didn't, like, it was just my deductible, and that was the PPO. But I switched it so I could have a copay when I went, because I was going to the doctor so much. That it was cheaper for me.
I had that problem when Dr. Willich was listed on my card, and then I wanted to see Dr. Limley, and I could not. Yeah. And they were there at the Quiro Clinic. I couldn't see Dr. Limley. They said, well,
because I'll ask, and it's, I don't know if maybe it's just the lack of that person not knowing, but they won't. They'll tell me that they can, but then I have to pay, like, they won't bill it to my insurance. Like, it's out of pocket, like, it's not going towards my.
Who's y'all's insurance person now? Because it was
It's me.
Jessica.
It's me too. So it was Mark. It was Mark.
She got the book.
It was Mark. Yeah, I went and got my book. There's the attendant.
There is actually one. High deductible.
Sister Workman's comp, not employee insurance.
Huh?
I don't do employee.
No, but I do workman's comp too.
Let's go on to Denise and talk about
Now that y'all heart rates are up, heart awareness event. So tonight, and partnering my Family and Community Health Coalition, that Tamara's, I'm gonna call her my chair. She's my rock. Partnered with Quiro Regional Hospital, and we have gotten Dr. William Craig to come and talk tonight at 5:30 to 6, and then we have engaged the culinary arts students from
Quero in Yorktown. Thanks to another team member who reached out and said, why don't we get them to do the samples for us? So from our Cooking Well with for Healthy Blood Pressure, I gathered some recipes. I sent them to both of them, and Yorktown is going to be doing our strawberry cucumber salad bites and a Mediterranean chicken and pasta dish. Mm-hmm. And then Quero, Laura, and I hope she, I haven't checked on her today, but she was out sick yesterday. She had her sub lined up in case she went back. Is doing a hearty oat peach crisp or something. Mm-hmm. And they're baking them in little red tins for heart health awareness. And anyways, mm-hmm. we got all that. And that's through my that's Healthy awesome. South Texas programming, and health fairs like this is something that they are wonderful in providing incentives for me to do that and the funds to do the recipes. But they sent these measuring spoons and some collapsible measuring cups that we're going to give out tonight as well. So, and we've got the hospital is going to have several booths there. Tammy will be there. We've got Texas A&M Health Science Center. We'll have someone there. I have a diabetes specialist and our physical education specialist for Healthy South Texas will be there. We've got Chris Pickett's going to be doing a little heart healthy craft deal with kids. If kids come, they can entertain with that kind of stuff. Y'all are going to be taking blood pressure, and it's going to be a great event. Then the in CPR, and the culinary students are going to do a demo on stage of one of the recipes that they did. So yeah, it's going to be fun. I thought that would be great to when they talked about that, and the teachers have been excited about it.
Yeah,
I
it'll
honestly
be fun.
Didn't know. I knew Quero's culinary, and I've gone to her classroom and done some things in there with her, but I didn't know Yorktown had one, and she's really a chef. She's pretty good. So she's got those kids. She said, no, they'll talk. They'll talk points. And I'm like, okay, good. So they're going to talk healthy talking points.
That's cool.
Everything. So it'll be a good night. Just 5:30 to 7. We wanted to make it short and sweet. People can still go home. Have something right after. So.
Is Dr. Craig one of the specialists that sees patients here?
Yes. And I've heard nothing but good things about him.
Oh, he's really good. He's wonderful. He comes every Tuesday. He also runs our cardiopulmonary rehab. So he's in charge of all of us doing those. So excellent program.
Do we still have other specialists coming through and using the facilities? Like I used to see Dr. Perez there in orthopedics.
We have oncology. We have every that you could possibly think of other than neuro and ENT. We've got everything else.
But we interviewed ENT last
week. Oh, good.
That'd be great.
Are they going to start doing
allergies?
Sure.
That's probably what
I go to Aspire in Victoria, and it's all Quero people. I'm like,
I know. Yeah.
Because carpool or get somebody back. I've already checked
so interesting. That. Yeah, the allergy clinic is a special beast because you can't just bring the specialist in and do that because of the way the shots and stuff are given. So that's something we've been working on for a long time. It's just the logistics are very complicated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No,
okay. Wanda, can you talk or no? Yeah. Your update's up. But are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Me? Yep, you're up.
Everything is going pretty good. We are starting to see our second round of flu, mainly with our older kids this time. It's mainly at high school, and they are sick. Mm. Sick. Those babies are sick. I do think... I've been spending a lot of time at secondaries, and I do think that our anonymous alerts and the way kids are watching out for kids is really awesome. I worry a lot about our kids, as y'all all do, but I do think we have a lot of good resources in this district where we're trying to protect our kids, and we have good people, and I think we're well above and beyond other school districts when it comes to meeting the mental needs of our students. We do have the doctor problem, but we are talking to our parents. They are using the telemedicine for the older ones at Parkside. So we will tell the parents that
to that they may have to use other providers, you know. Because that's everywhere. I mean, just because you see Dr. A doesn't mean you won't see Dr. B.
Right.
You know.
Well, and if a patient's really needing to be seen, and let's say Coral Medical and Parkside are completely booked up, a lot of times Yorktown's not. And it's a 15-minute drive as opposed to a 25 or 30-minute drive down the road to Victoria to an urgent care.
What about Goliad? What day? What day? I know Dr. Walthall's there on Wednesday. Do they have providers there every day of the week?
Every day.
Okay.
So because...
I know one day personally, I couldn't get Charlie in over at Coral Medical, and I drove to Goliad and saw Lori there, and she was
there. Yeah, I've heard Lori's great.
I think you have to be the location.
So definitely, if you can't get in here, try those outside clinics, and they have good people out there.
Yeah, it's just the fact of insurance.
Yeah,
that's what the question is.
Most insurances, because all of our providers are under the same umbrella, it works for most. Unfortunately, Coral ISD, being with the second largest employer in Cuero, just has to have those, you know. But I'll work with Jessica and Steve.
I was going to ask, so the telehealth at Parkside, that falls under the same umbrella as Parkside. So, I mean, you wouldn't have to have a PCP or anything with that. So they're credited with Parkside to be seen.
Right.
And it was, we're trying to come up with ways to get our shots, our kids, their immunizations, like especially our seventh graders. So it was asked, do you think, you know, we set up physicals using y'all's doctors. Do you think they could give the seventh grade shots?
Would you check into that? Yes.
I mean, I know that we've had, again, years ago, a Saturday clinic that was just for immunizations. We had two parents show up.
Okay.
It's kind of like these other things, the back to school bash. Mm-hmm. The health department was there. We had one person use it.
I will talk to Keisha about that and see if that's a...
But that's, I mean, that really is a good way to get a lot of our kids their seventh grade shots.
Seen.
Yeah.
They're being seen there for their physical.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look into that.
Okay, thanks.
Good, Wanda? Okay. Is there anything else? I don't have anything in the older new business.
Maybe y'all can help me out with this. So, summer feeding, we have two cafeterias because of the way summer school is set up. Mainly we have our summer school students that come in and get their meal, breakfast and lunch. It is a free meal. So if y'all remember, maybe some of y'all remember, during COVID we did drive-through.
Yes.
Okay. So last year they came out with the non-congregate meals, and basically it's almost the same thing as the drive-through. It's just a little more strict. So basically, Crystal has, remind me?
Four.
So Crystal would come and say, here's my application. I have four students. Crystal's the parent. She's in charge of those four meals. And we can only give Crystal the meals. Now, there is other rules to it. I'm not 100% sure, because when they offered it last year, I said, we're not doing it. Just because I knew I wasn't going to have the manpower and other issues, that I was still not over COVID feeding. It was. So now it's up again, and TDA is pushing it because for whatever reason, they deny the SNAP, the summer SNAP that goes to every family. We did that a couple of years ago. The Texas has been denying it to bring it in. So my thought was, with the cost of food, maybe we can start this program. And I'm just kind of thinking, do y'all think that's something? Because kids that live in certain areas don't make it up to the school. It's pretty far. We don't have the transportation. But if we either can deliver it or have it available for pickup, do you think that's a good idea? I don't know. Just the thought. And we can also do a 5-week meal. So basically we give them the hot pocket, we bag it up, the frozen, where they can heat up when they get home. Of course there is rules, like this is the meal for today, but
who's going to police that? You know what I mean?
But the parent has to sign up.
It will only be the, because let me tell you what happened when we did COVID. And I'm going to use a lady that would come in her van and say, I need 25 meals. I couldn't question her. I had to pack her van with 25 meals. And one day, of course, an employee that didn't know she was not allowed to ask, asked her, ma'am, why are you picking up so many meals? And she said, I'm going to one of the apartments, and I have X amount of family. She says, look, here's my paper. So she was doing the right thing. She did have her paper, and she said, you know, Miss So-and-so has this many. She was delivering those meals. That's the only one that...
For the
right.
She was doing it because she had the van, and she was helping them out. So we didn't have anybody else that did that. It was only her, but I never asked. One of my employees did, and of course, you're not supposed to say, but whatever. So she was doing the right thing, but that's to avoid someone coming in, well, I need 10, or I need 5. There will be documentation they have to fill out. And again, like I said, there's other rules, I just don't know what they are. I thought maybe, I know there's a lot of paras and aides that might want to work in the summer. If I don't have enough staff that's willing to work and I can just pay them, that was another thought, if I don't have enough employees.
I was going to ask as well, because, you know, there's kids that need volunteer hours. Can youth volunteer to do that with you? Like, say my Healthy South Texas Youth Ambassadors.
They have I can
to give,
ask.
Give 40 hours back to the community and do it. And that would be something that, I'm not volunteering them, but, I mean, some of them may want to do that and could do that. Mm-hmm. If, and that's, you don't have to pay.
I can ask. Now, we have to remember how strict they are with how, you know, they might require me to pay someone. But I do have a training on the 27th. So I am going to take the training. I am going to get all the employees. It's just, I think there's a need.
Coming from student officers,
there's a need.
Especially with our little ones.
But that doesn't mean that, for instance, Ms. Dyer. Ms. Dyer can still come and pick up meals. This is for every single family. This
so it's not income
just saying,
based.
You know, Ms. Dyer is not on the McKinney-Vento, she cannot come. Right. This is for, I mean, everybody. To help every family. Everybody needs a little help. So that's why it's not just targeting specific families. It's for pretty much
so it's not income based then?
No matter.
I think that's so good.
And we are area eligible as a district. Everybody falls under the area eligible.
Right. And it can be anyone, doesn't just have to have a student in school.
I'm not 100% sure. Mm-hmm. I need to double check on that. I mean, well, it's Let's 0 to 18. Say, 0 to 18 is who
how do
can
know?
Participate in the program right now.
Okay.
I do need to find out what other roles, because some Crystal might have 3 nieces and nephews that come stay the whole summer.
So is it an application, and based off how many applications you get, that's how they send you the food, or they send you the food based on how many students are enrolled?
No, how do they know how much food to send? We purchase the food. It is, we will get a reimbursement, but we purchase the food. So okay. It would just depend on...
I guess how much do you know how to purchase?
I won't until I have applications.
Right, so you need applications first.
Right.
Gotcha.
But it's just something that's going to take time for me to... That's why I want to kind of bring it up.
So we would need to start that.
Like soon.
Yes, yeah. I have a training on the 27th. So okay. I can get more input, because I'm going to be honest, when it came out last year,
I think if you can, if I think if you make it happen,
I don't want to know nothing, but then I see the need. But I was assuming that we were going to get that additional SNAP that went to every parent in Quero that their student was in the district, but they didn't allow it in Texas. So it's not, again, they're not allowing it, so I'm thinking, okay, maybe I do need to help families in the summer. Especially when, you know, working families, the kids are at home.
Our kids are home.
Yeah. Yeah. There's an additional grocery bill. So,
whatever you have to use, then one of the cafeterias is open. It'll have to be out of high school.
Well, I believe we might have to, only to avoid additional applications and paperwork where I have to go and...
I was just thinking, you know, the time we get out is noon, and there's a lot of traffic. And that's when the people are going to want to come in and out. Maybe we could use a different parking lot for that, you know.
And that's kind of where I'm going to see what exactly the rules are. Because I know you can deliver. We are not delivering. I'm sorry.
It's too far.
That is the hardest thing
that's
ever.
Too hard.
To load up a bus or load up our van and be able to just take X amount to this block. Now I have to travel to this. We do not have the manpower to do that. So if the option of a drive, I did think about that. I'm like, how are we going to do this with summer? So it's just going to depend on maybe they'll allow me to open junior high. I mean, that's probably not the best one. My thought is maybe John C. French, that back, you know, where the kitchen
Oh, right there by Prairie Street.
And it is a one-way. That's what I was thinking.
That would be good.
But I have to wait and see exactly what the rules are.
Or we could use a different parking lot. If you let out in the front, she could use the back by the cafeteria.
Use both.
No, they have, yes, parents, buses.
Whole thing.
But I'm going to see what the information is, and then I can talk to everybody and kind of see what they feel. But if y'all feel like that's something.
I think you should, yeah. If you can do it, if you can make it happen, that's.
I can make it happen.
Last year I could not. We'll get those applications out at all the community outreach that we do.
Right, so.
There's quite a.
Okay, we'll see what the whole details are.
Okay.
I'm not going to back out this time.
Okay, so our next meeting is going to be April 8th. In the meantime, if y'all want to start thinking up some ideas so we can do that at the next meeting, so we can lay out next year, would be great. And also goals for next year, we'll have to do that. Anything else on that meeting?
If officers, if anybody wants, you staying? I shouldn't have asked. Okay.
I mean, we're a team together. Tamara stays, I stay, I guess. Unless some, and Denise, she'll stay. Us three.
Unless any of you parents
would like to take it.
Yeah, I mean,
do y'all want to?
No, I just can't guarantee I can be here.
Right.
I mean, I don't mind.
I will tell you, I won't be here on the 8th. I have an association meeting in Victoria, Malacca, but just don't put me as anything else, but 1, 2.
Okay. All right. Okay, so if we're good, anybody, anything else?
Parents, y'all have any concerns, input, questions?
No? All right. Okay, well then let's go ahead and can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting? Denise, and second?
I'll a second. Ruby.
Right, Ruby. And it's 1:32, Tamara. Okay, thank y'all.